USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced relaxed mask guidance Tuesday for Americans who have been fully vaccinated. Those who have received both shots no longer need to wear masks outdoors unless they're in a large crowd among strangers. Speaking from the White House, President Biden encouraged younger Americans to go get vaccinated, saying things open up when you're fully vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors. So for those who haven't gotten their vaccination yet, especially if you're younger or think you don't need it, this is another great reason to go get vaccinated now.
The CDC says nearly one-third of Americans are fully vaccinated, meaning they're 14 days past receiving their second Pfizer or Moderna shot, or their first J&J dose. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks outdoors. The agency announced Tuesday that those who have received both Pfizer or Moderna shots or the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine can ditch the mask if they're attending a small outdoor gathering or dining at an outdoor restaurant. The CDC still recommends mask wearing at crowded outdoor events or indoor gatherings with unvaccinated people. Dr. Vivek Murthy says this is one step towards getting back to normal. The U.S. Surgeon General tells CNN that once vaccinated, people can begin to do the things they've missed for months due to the pandemic.
Now, under the new guidance, if you are vaccinated, you do not need a mask to get together with other friends in small groups, even if whether they're vaccinated or not. So you can imagine picnics. You can imagine getting together just to catch up with old friends and take a walk together. You can also get together and dine outdoors at outdoor restaurants and other such locations. These are the kind of things people have missed for so many months now, and now with the vaccines, being able to engage in those activities is within reach.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say that it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says that it's the people that will be affected most that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax hike.
That would be a direct hit to this economy. And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Do you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? So what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spur the economy. They'll hold it. That is a mistake. It's a giant step backwards. And again, it's another example of President Biden and these far-left progressives who are seeking to slow this economy down and kill job growth, kill investment, kill innovation.
And NASA says the astronauts of SpaceX's Crew 1 will be staying in space a few more days. After looking at weather forecasts, the agency has pushed back the return of the four-person crew from Wednesday to Saturday morning. The crew will leave the International Space Station Friday afternoon with a targeted splashdown around 11 a.m. Saturday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.